The dining car of a cross-country Amtrak train is where musician and composer Gabriel Kahane spent much of the 2 weeks immediately following the 2016 presidential election.
And I want to tell you about November, the people that I met.
I set out the morning after with a suitcase, a couple of books, no cell phone, no internet-connected devices, and I talked to strangers in dining cars of Amtrak trains for a little under 2 weeks. And then I wrote songs largely about the people that I met and about my own feelings, shifting feelings about the country and about the landscape.
Gabriel Kahane tells me he planned the trip long before we knew the outcome of the election. The goal? To listen to the voices of Americans from all walks of life, share their stories through music, and hopefully in the process create moments of togetherness and shared humanity among people who may not share many of the same political opinions.
And I just want to talk to you. I just want to talk to you. I just want to talk to you.
This was a project, this was something that you were going to do no matter who won the election, in part as a response to the fact that we can't seem to get along as Americans.
Yeah, I've described this project as being extremely political and yet really not ideological. I think one of the things that I've been really preoccupied by in the year since the election is this idea that as our attention spans have shortened and as our discourse, as our public discourse has been hollowed out, we seem to only have enough patience to look at the symptom rather than the system. And that, I think, has implications in all sorts of spaces in our society.
The project is called 8980, Book of Travelers. 8980 refers to the number of miles Gabriel Kahane traveled. Now he's back on the, well, road this time, performing songs from his Amtrak journey. And he performs at the Ace Hotel in downtown Los Angeles tomorrow night. Kahane tells me he understands that unplugging from our electronic devices is a luxury that we don't all have. However,
the more that we can absent ourselves from these structures that amplify difference and prevent us from connecting, the more of a chance we have at reconciliation. And I don't know that we do have a chance at reconciliation, but I hope so.
Yeah. At least a more peaceful coexistence, maybe, if not fully reconciled. For KUSC's Out and About, I'm Brian Lauritsen.